Thomas Heywood was an Elizabethan playwright and actor, a contemporary of Shakespeare who also wrote comedies, tragedies, and romances. Heywood created a character he called Bess, or Elizabeth, whom we meet at the start as a tapster at a tavern in Plymouth, England. Through an inheritance, she has the means now to acquire and equip a ship and become a pirate. She'll lead her crew into attacking Spanish and Turkish shipping lanes. And here is a bit of that scene. We hear Bess crying out, "Trumpets, a charge, and with your whistles shrill, sound an alarm to your mates. With music, cheer up their astonished souls, the whilst the thundering ordnance bear the base." And one of the soldiers cries, "To fight against the Spaniards we desire. Alarm, trumpets! Gunners, straight, give five! Boom, 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 boom!" Then one of the sailors cries out, "I am shot and can no longer staff the deck. Yet let not my wound daunt your courage, mates." And Bess cries out, "For every drop of blood that thou hast shed, I'll have a Spaniard's life. Advance your targets, and now cry all, board, board, amain for England." We'll remember that word there, amain. That's one word, A-M-A-I-N, amain for England, when we get into talking about ar and avast and all the rest, but that's to come. We heard those lines from The Fair Maid of the West, Part 1, a play from 1631, with Bess played, as was the norm then, by a male actor named Hugh Clark. It wasn't Bess, though, who became a role model for subsequent generations of women frustrated by the limits society imposed on their gender. Perhaps those who sat in darkened movie theaters and watched an adventure story like this one, set at the time that Bess was sailing the Spanish Main, in fact. This, though, The Seahawk, with Errol Flynn as swashbuckling privateer, was a film from 1940. Oh, romantic, too. Dorothy Parker was known for her biting wit and membership in the Algonquin Round Table in New York. She was a poet, and she was a critic, and a playwright, and a screenwriter, so movies too. And she had a chance to write a poem before Flynn would go flying through the air on a halyard from the rigging, landing in a chaotic sword fight. Here is the opening of her poem titled "Song of Perfect Propriety." "Oh, I should like to ride the seas, a roaring buccaneer, a cutlass banging at my knees, a dirk behind my ear. And when my captive's chains would clank, I'd howl with glee and drink, and then flight out the quivering plank and watch the beggars sink. I'd stroll beyond the ancient bounds and tap at fastened gates and hear the prettiest of sounds, the clink of shattered fates. My slaves I'd like to bind with thongs that cut and burn and chill. But I am writing these little songs as little ladies will." Those lines from a poem by Dorothy Parker. "Oh, I should like to ride the seas, a roaring buccaneer." Barbara Cook sings Dorothy Parker's lines, set by Seymour Barham.
"Song of Perfect Propriety. Oh, I should like to ride the seas, a roaring buccaneer, a cutlass banging at my knees, a dirk behind my ear. And when my captive's chains would clank, I'd howl with glee and drink, and then fling out the quivering plank and watch the beggars sink."
Barbara Cook singing Dorothy Parker's lines, set by Seymour Barham. Song of Perfect Propriety. And after we hear the conversation with those who will be mounting the Hamilton Gibson production, How I Became a Pirate, we can imagine the knowing laughter from our guests, director Yoli Canales and actor Jody Hassler. Hamilton Gibson Productions will present the musical How I Became a Pirate June 19th through the 22nd at the Warehouse Theater in Wellsboro. And we had a chance to speak by phone with Yoli and Jody about the show and how and why they're doing it. Yoli Canales.
Actually, it was my daughter who told me about a woman pirate, the most powerful woman pirate, the pirate who led the most pirates in history, was a Chinese woman. And she led a fleet, and I believe it was over 20,000 pirates and several thousand ships. So I heard about her, but at any rate, I wanted to do this production with an all-female cast. It wasn't that I researched pirates throughout history. I mostly just wanted to do this show with an all-female cast. That was my goal. And this show had been produced by Hamilton Gibson about 12 years ago. And when Thomas Putnam produced it, then it was an all-male cast. All the parts were all male. And the little boy in the show, his name is Jeremy Jacob, the little boy in the story. And when Thomas produced it, a group of women, part of the community theater, decided to all go to that show, I believe it was opening night, dressed as pirates to show that women can be pirates too. And this was, so like I said, this was 12 years ago. Thomas produced this play, and now the Hamilton Gibson Women's Project decided to produce the play, and I volunteered to direct it, but I wanted to do it with an all-female cast. That was my goal before I even signed up for it, to do it. So I emailed the writers of the play, of the musical, that's written by Janet Yates Vogt and Mark Friedman. I emailed them and asked them if I could produce it with an all-female cast, and they responded to my email, and we had a conference call like this one, and they said, yes, they thought it was a great idea. They checked with the author of the children's book that it's based on. Her name is Melinda Long, and asked her if she thought it would be all right, and she gave us her blessing as well. So we just have to put a note in the program that we have permission from the authors to perform this, the all-female cast, and that's how this came to be.
Jody, how did you come on board?
Well, I did Hamilton Gibson plays back when I was in high school, maybe middle school. And it was right when Hamilton Gibson started out. So I was in Cheaper by the Dozen. I was in I Never Saw Another Butterfly. And then I went away to college, and then I moved away, and I only recently moved back. So I was in the Women's Project last year, the show Women, that was all plays that people wrote locally, a lot of them. And then I did Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. And then for this summer, I went, oh, Annie, I was already in Annie. I mean, it's fun and I can't wait to see it, but I don't want to be in it again. And then I saw How I Became a Pirate, and immediately I just knew I wanted to be part of the show. The Women's Project is wonderful. And the people that it exposes you to and the relationships that you make, like having an all-female cast is so special. And the cast is so young. So I looked up the information on the website. I listened to the soundtrack, the clips that were there. And I was like, this is everyone's dream. Like when you were watching TV as a kid and you wanted to be on the show that you were watching, this is your chance, you know, to like be a children's entertainer, and you can just be totally over the top. And so from the beginning, I was all in.
Yoli, then as the director, how are you bringing us on board? What's the setting? Are we always on board? Are we on land?
Yeah, thanks for asking. The play opens on the beach where little Jennifer Jacob is playing on the beach. She lives, her house is on the beach. It's called North Beach. And the play opens with her sitting on the beach playing in the sand, and she sees some pirates rowing to shore. And she tells her mom, there's some pirates coming. Her mom goes, it's nothing. It's just my iPod, and just blows her off. And she ends up joining the pirates. They take her aboard the ship. So when the scene changes from the beach scene, and that was kind of a pain, Erica, I have to tell you, in this little theater that we have, I'm sitting in here right now, the little warehouse theater, it's a lovely little jewel box theater. It really is. We have a great setup here, but it's small, and I can't hang any backdrops on stage. So we had to figure out a way to stretch a backdrop all the way across the stage for the beach scene. And we did it. The whole cast, Erica, has helped to build this set. The set is actually a pirate ship. I'm looking at it right now. And we have the ocean in the background with the sky and big billowy clouds, and the ship extends all the way across the stage. We have the foremast, the mainmast, the mizzenmast, and, of course, the ship's wheel up there. It's just fantastic. I'm just delighted looking at our set. And we built it all ourselves, Erica, all the girls and women in the cast. So I'm very proud of the set that we built. And we're having an absolute blast. Are we having fun, Jody?
Absolutely.
we're having so much fun. The music is fun. The play is just, it's for kids. It's for kids. So
kids of all ages.
Kids of all ages. And it's also fun that women and girls are able to act like pirates, because, I mean, girls can be pirates too. So basically what I was thinking. Yeah, the set was a bit of a challenge, but it's beautiful. Very happy with our set.
Is anyone in pursuit of the pirates?
You would think, because they are. They're scoundrels, they're pirates, they're scallywags. But no, the storyline is...
In short, we've a chest of treasure to bury, and we need a deer to solve us.
That's exactly right. They find little Jennifer Jacob on the beach and say, hey, you want to come and help us bury our treasure? So she joins them on the ship, and then she helps them find a place to bury the treasure, which happens to be right back on the beach.
Spoilers.
I know, spoiler alert. So then it ends, it opens and ends on the beach where Jennifer lives. And the only other, let's see, a dramatic scene would be where there's a storm that blows through on the ship. They have to batten down the hatches. One of the songs is called Batten Down the Hatches. And that's a pretty dramatic moment.
What do you do when the storm is rising? What do you do so there's no surprising? What do you do so there's no capsizing? Batten down the hatches. Pirates never fear the gale. Blast the wind and the heck with hail. Laddie boy, you're looking pale. Batten down the hatches. Batten down the hatches. There she goes.
And the sails.
Tighten up the latches, for she goes.
That, of course, where the pirates are all fellas, but it gives us a sense.
Then there's a couple of songs that are very, very touching, very sweet songs. They're all just really a lot of fun. The music is a lot of fun. I was able to have a local lady who used to teach ballet lessons here at the dance studio here in town. She retired from doing that, but she is my choreographer for this show, and she's just doing a tremendous job. So they sing, they dance, and just have a lot of fun with this play. We're having a blast, Erica.
In September, as you probably know, the world celebrates Talk Like a Pirate Day. Arr! Do we get a sense of any pirate kind of talk?
Oh, sure.
Oh, I will teach you to talk like a pirate by the end of the show. No worries, mate.
That is one of the songs. Literally, one of the songs in the show is Talk Like a Pirate. So
what's funny is I don't think I could have done it before. Like, I really didn't have this accent, and now I'm definitely putting it on my resume. So
how to talk like a pirate. That's right. I mean, it's just so much fun. A lot of args, ahoy, avast. Yeah. So many timbers. There's a lot of it.
And what about your costumes? Are you having skull and crossbones and striped shirts and funny hats?
Yep. There's all a variety of costumes, but they all have a cutlass. They all have their own cutlass, and they either wear a pirate hat or a scarf around their head.
Yeah, what I think is one of the best things about this play is that everybody is so bought into the concept. So we did have some Hamilton Gibson pieces that we could very easily have just put together pirate outfits, just typical homespun shirts and some pants. And everyone has brought with them their own flair and what they want to bring to their character. Yeah, so Mariah is like the French chef, and she was talking about how she's going to go like singe her costume a little bit because obviously she would have burned it cooking on the ship. And, you know, Marie made me a monocle, and the girls did their own treasure maps, and Anna helped make one of the props for the first scene that I won't reveal because you need to see it yourself. And Hazel with the design of everything in the set, like everyone has just brought something
really
more than what we would have had if they weren't in it.
That's right. We're pirates. We're pirates, and this is our ship right now until the show is over.
We always think, or sometimes think, shiver me timbers and all the rest, that there's at least one parrot on board.
Oh, you betcha. Absolutely. Max the pirate has a parrot on her shoulder.
And she's right. Very attached to it.
She'll probably keep it. And we renamed the pirate. All the pirates and everybody on it has a female name. So even the parrot. So the parrot's name is Patty. And prominent in the play, you bet. And then one of the pirates has an eye patch. They don't all have an eye patch. There's one who plays the mean pirate, the scary pirate. And her name is Shark Tooth. And she's the one that has a patch over her eye.
We have a peg leg. We don't have a hook.
There's no hook, but we do have a peg leg. That's right. One of the pirates is a peg leg. Yeah, it's fun.
You probably have people sitting in the audience while you're rehearsing, but comedy like this, it sounds like everybody will be doubled up and you won't be able to get a word in edgewise while the audience is roaring with laughter.
That's right. That's my concern. As long as the pirates stay in character,
we'll try.
That's my job, to make sure they stay in character. Yeah, a lot of laughter and audience participation in the play. Kids can come and yell out, ahoy. And
dress as pirates, and then they get $2 off at the concession stand.
That's right. If you come dressed as a pirate, you get $2 off at the concession stand at the play. We have also other marketing ideas, too, because this is also going to be held during Laurel Festival, which is a big weekend here in Wellsboro. We have the Laurel Parade, the state Laurel Parade. So the pirates will be out and about in Wellsboro during Laurel Festival, and we'll be passing out treasure maps with clues. And if they find the clues, three different clues, then return the treasure map, and they get another $2 off a concession. So that'll be fun.
One of the things that we would ask is, and this is what you would do in any kind of production at Hamilton Gibson, if you have young actors, you usually have one or two to alternate.
Right. And because they are so young, we do have two little girls that play the character of Jennifer Jacob, who's pretty much the main role in the show. Although all the characters are on stage throughout the show. It's singing and dancing the whole time, pretty much. But we do have two little girls. One is, her name is Peyton Smith, and she's only 9 years old, and she's adorable. And this is her first play. So you do have to kind of, you know, she's nervous, so just be gentle with her and coax her gently into the role. But after a couple of weeks of rehearsals, and we're having so much fun, I think the girls are just having fun with it too. So that helps them to relax and learn their role and get immersed in their role. And it's good for them. The young one, I told her mom, she may not have any experience now, but she certainly will after this show. She'll be ready to do any other show. So it's really, Erica, theater is so good for kids. Hamilton Gibson has a program of theater camps for elementary school kids that is just, I think, is very good for any, all children, for their self-confidence, for learn how to articulate, public speaking, all of that. It's very good. I think it's very good for you. My daughter was involved in Hamilton Gibson when she was in high school, and yeah, it was good for her.
Yeah, and our other Jennifer is Anna Gilliam, and she was in Joseph with Me, and then she did one of the songs for Broadway Under the Stars, the Matilda song. And
that's
like,
right.
You could just tell she has very much mean character energy, and I think she's more seasoned than I am. She's fabulous. But between the two of them, like, these kids are not just triple threats. They're like quadruple threats. They can sing, they can dance, they can act, they play softball, they play soccer. Like,
that's right. So.
Well, tell us how we can come on board and yell ahoy and all those wonderful things with you, when and where.
Thank you. The show starts June 19th. That's opening night, and runs Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Sunday, June 22nd, and that will be a matinee at 2:30. All the other shows will be 7:30 in the evening, and four shows, and then we're done. And then I will miss my pirates so much.
HamiltonGibson.org for tickets, or you can call the box office.
That's right.
So let's hear a round of ahoy, shiver me timbers.
Ahoy there, Erica. Ahoy there.
We heard from director Yoli Canales and actor Jody Tassler of Hamilton Gibson Productions talking with us about the musical How I Became a Pirate with an all-female cast running June 19th through the 22nd at the Warehouse Theater in Wellsboro, and that's 3 Central Avenue. It's hamiltongibson.org for all the information you need. Thursday, June 19th through Sunday, June 22nd, coinciding with Laurel Fest. The shows Thursday, Friday, and Saturday are 7 in the evening, and Sunday is a matinee at 2:30. It's the Warehouse Theater, 3 Central Avenue in Wellsboro, Hamilton Gibson Productions, the musical How I Became a Pirate. For more information, again, hamiltongibson.org, hamiltongibson.org. Which thou hath shed.